Okay, I'm in here watching Real Housewives of Potomac. Of course, I'm late. I'm in school, so I don't really have time no more to really watch it, but I'm watching it now before I have to go to sleep, right? And I just want to talk about the situation between Michael and his wife. With the situation with him touching the guy ass or whatever the case may have been. I'm just still trying to figure out how y'all ladies saying y'all her friend, but y'all still bringing up the situation. Y'all still saying what you think it was, no matter what the court said. Even if the man did do it or didn't do it, if you her friend, you stand by her as well as she stand by her man. Now, if you have any questions or you feel some type of way, you say it one time, you leave it at the door, that's where it stands. All that study coming back and forth with this girl, talking about this girl and her husband, it's overrated. It sounds like it's more to it as if y'all have a vendetta towards her husband. But y'all want to be friends with her when, in actuality, if that's her husband, she's going to ride with him 100%. You can have your worries and you can have your opinions, but at the end of the day, y'all need to know when to step back and mind your business. All y'all too old to be worried about what the next person doing within their wedding and within they relationship and what they chose to do and how they chose to be, because that's not your life or your choice to make for nobody. So I'm just sitting here watching and I'm getting very irritated about the oldest one on here, which is Karen. Study having something negative to say about it. It's over. You said what you said. You made up with the girl. Leave it at that. That's her man, not yours. If it did do it, it ain't got nothing to do with you. I just wanted to say that before I go to bed. Good night.